Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to another episode of 10 Forward with me, your host Mike Overton. This week we're taking a musical journey into Season 2, Episode 9 of Strange New Worlds. This episode is titled Subspace Rhapsody. Let's hit it. The episode begins with the Enterprise at the edge of the Alpha Quadrant investigating a subspace fold with the potential to triple subspace communication speeds. Mr. Spock starts an experiment that causes a musical outbreak aboard the ship, creating a quantum improbability field that connects everybody through song. As the crew races to find a solution to the problem, personal and emotional revelations become a security threat, and the improbability field spreads throughout Federation space, affecting the Klingons as well. Captain Pike and the crew work to zip up the musical reality, but their attempts only make things worse, leading to a potential catastrophic conflict with the Klingons. As the crew faces the crisis, they discover that emotions and personal connections fuel the musical outbreaks. Uhura takes charge and motivates the crew to come together through song, attempting to harness the power of their collective voices to break the improbability field. With a little help from the Klingons and a bridge boy band performance, they successfully burst the fold, restoring normality to the affected ships. Throughout the journey, relationships evolve and characters learn to embrace their emotions and connections. La'an opens up about her love for Jim Kirk from her time travel adventures, and Spock decides to distance himself from human emotions. Meanwhile, Uhura discovers her strength in connecting the crew and finds her path forward. As the musical reality fades, the crew reflects on their experiences, learning valuable lessons about love, truth, and unity. They return to their regular duties, but the impact of the musical journey lingers, leaving the crew changed forever. The only thing I didn't like in this episode is I feel that some of the songs are just a little bit weak. When you compare them with other musical shows or movies, those songs I feel are really impactful and they're memorable, whereas most of the songs here, whilst very well done, are just a little bit lackluster, and I feel that a lot of people are just going to glaze over this episode, and I just don't think these songs are going to endear on. There are some really great parts to this episode. First off, we get to see Pellia again. Love Pellia, she's definitely my favourite character from the season. We get to see all of the crew and the cast's singing abilities, and to be fair, they're all pretty good singers. All the musical arrangements as well. Now, me myself as a musician, you know, it is great to hear well put together music, no matter how sort of weak it could be at points. Still, well put together music. It's just nice to see a nice sort of upbeat, up-tempo episode. Comparing it to the episode of last week where we're talking about the negatives of war, this week we're sort of turning that on its head again, and we've got a nice positive sort of episode. We also get a little sneaky cameo appearance from Bruce Horak, who plays our favourite Enar from season one. If you're not aware, he's one of the Klingons on the Klingon Bridge. And it's just nice to kind of see him again, but also see the Klingon boy band. My standout moment from this episode is only a few seconds long. It's in one of the final scenes, and it's where the Klingons are, you know, about to attack the Enterprise, or about to attack the subspace field, and Pike hails them whilst singing. And essentially we get a Klingon boy band. It's hilariously funny, it's very well done, it's great to see Bruce Horak back again, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun, and I have to say, it really had me in hysterics when I saw it for the first time. That's got to be that is the standout moment from this episode. In this big swing of season two, get it? Big swing? Musical? Anyway, Star Trek goes all out with a fully fledged musical episode featuring 10 original songs. While Subspace Rhapsody may cater for the more musical enthusiasts, such as myself, even those less inclined towards the genre can appreciate the impressive coordination between script, songs, choreography and performances from talented cast members such as Celia Rose Gooding and Christina Chong. Executive producer Alex Kurtzman's goal of creating a musical episode finally comes to fruition, cleverly incorporating the Star Trek universe's rules by utilizing subspace anomalies. Despite some logical gaps, the episode remains captivating due to its exploration of character arcs and emotional resolutions, making it a nice addition to the subgenre of episodes where crews act out of character. The musical execution brings a lighter tone to this bottle episode, buoyed by humour and subtle comic beats from Anson Mount's Pike. However, stakes are not forgotten, with a ticking clock and a threat of Klingons adding to the tension. As the characters break into song, pivotal moments occur, putting Spock back on the path to logic and resolving the romance between Pike and Patel, hinting at possible consequences in the finale. Even non-musical fans can be moved by the standout performances like Uhura's Keep Us Connected and the grand finale, We Are One, which embodies the core themes of Star Trek. Overall, Subspace Rhapsody strikes a fine balance between humour, plot and character development, making it a memorable and unique addition to the series. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of 10 Forward. If you'd like to catch up with more Clone Star podcasts, don't forget The War Room is here every Wednesday, hosted by the incredible Sean Ferrig. You can also visit clonestarpod.com, where we have blogs and fan art written and designed by you. If you'd like to submit your blog or fan art, details are on the website. But until then, I've been your host, Mike Overton. Let's have a great week ahead.